From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. NATO foreign ministers are holding year-end talks in Brussels. This week's NATO meeting comes just days after the European Union unveiled a plan for defense funding and research. A major item of discussion in this week's meeting is expected to be U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's approach to NATO. Trump's conflicting remarks about the Atlantic Alliance have fed European concerns, but they don't seem to bother NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
I am absolutely confident that the United States will maintain its strong commitment to NATO, to the transatlantic bond, and to the security guarantees for Europe.
Jens Stoltenberg. The European Union's chief negotiator for Britain's exit from the bloc says an agreement must be in place by October 2018. Michel Barnier issued the timetable Tuesday in Brussels. He warned that Britain could not just cherry-pick what it likes about the European Union. Barnier laid out four conditions for a final agreement, including acceptance of the EU single economic market and its four freedoms, among them freedom of movement among all peoples. German Chancellor Angela Merkel wants to ban the full-face veil worn by some Muslim women as a way to stop what she called parallel societies from developing in Germany. Ms. Merkel had just been re-elected Tuesday as chairwoman of her Christian Democratic Union Party when she said the burqa should be forbidden wherever legally possible. The Syrian government says it will reject any ceasefire agreement that allows rebels to stay in eastern Syria. The Syrian Foreign Ministry argues that such an agreement would just allow the rebels to regroup and carry on the battle. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump briefed the media Tuesday in the lobby of Trump Tower in New York City. He said he has a full day of meetings with people as he continues the vetting process for positions in his administration. Trump took to Twitter Tuesday to announce he wants to cancel an order for a new Air Force One, the plane which presidents fly on. The planes initially cost about $3 billion, but the costs have reportedly been rising, prompting Trump to tweet, "The costs are out of control." The president-elect will fly later to Fayetteville, North Carolina, where he will formally announce retired General James Mattis as Secretary of Defense. Fayetteville is home to Fort Bragg, the largest military base in the world. Also, a transition team spokesman said Tuesday that Trump sold all of his stock holdings in June, a move that could ease conflict of interest concerns. In his final major speech on national security, U.S. President Barack Obama touted his policies for protecting Americans from global threats of terrorism during his 8 years in office.
The terrorist threat is real and it is dangerous. But these terrorists want to cast themselves as the vanguard of a new world order. They are not. They are thugs and they are murderers and they should be treated that way.
Mr. Obama spoke Tuesday at MacDill Air Force Base in the southeastern state of Florida. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is threatening the United States with harsh action after Congress voted last week to renew sanctions against the country for an additional 10 years. Rouhani said if U.S. President Barack Obama implements the sanctions, it would mark a blatant and clear breach of the nuclear agreement reached last year. Mr. Obama is expected to sign the Iran sanctions law into law before leaving office in January. The International Criminal Court has begun its first trial against a senior member of the Ugandan Lord's Resistance Army. Lisa Bryant reports.
The trial against Dominic Ongwen took an unusual turn Monday. His defense team suggested he was not psychologically fit to stand trial. But presiding judge Bertram Schmidt rejected those claims, and Ongwen was asked whether he pleaded guilty.
I deny all these charges in respect to the war in northern Uganda.
Ongwen faces a record 70 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity against him at the Hague-based International Criminal Court. They include rape, murder, torture, pillaging, and enslavement during LRA attacks on camps of displaced people in northern Uganda between 2003 and 2004. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.